You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements, A Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, our daily podcast of women from around the globe sipping on life together. I'm so excited. And now we're in over 19 countries. I know, isn't that exciting? I get so excited every time I think about it. And I want to thank you, my dear, for listening today and for allowing me to speak into your life, for allowing me to speak into your heart and soul and being here today in this and on this journey together, sipping on life. Today, we're talking about this. Care about people, not opinions. I know this is huge. Care about people, not opinions. So this week I did a Facebook Live and I talked about this. I said, are you a people pleaser? And we got talking about it because the reality is so many of the clients I work with, in fact, every single one of them, at some level, we've had to have a conversation about that. Like, is it that you are caring more about others' opinions of you than you are caring about your own opinion of yourself? And that's the bottom line. So I've had to have this conversation with everyone. This is an age-old problem. We all have it. I believe it's part of being human, but some of us take it way too far. And now we care so much about what everyone else thinks that we are just like in the people-pleasing business. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to measure up to everyone else's, you know, opinions of us. And the problem is we lose ourselves in that process. Now, I'm talking to you right now, my dear. That was me for a long time in my life. For many years, I was on this performance thing where I had to perform, I had to be a certain way, I had to try to be perfect, even though I knew I wasn't perfect. And, you know, I'd even say, I know I'm not perfect. There was still this feeling of this perfectionism and trying to somehow get everyone to like me. I gave that up a long time ago, but let me tell you, that was not easy. And it still creeps up sometimes for all of us where we start to feel like, oh my gosh, I wonder what they're thinking about me. I mean, try doing live video. If you have trouble with worrying about what other people are thinking about you, I'm going to encourage you to do a Facebook Live. Like, honestly, do a live video and then post it. And you do it a few times and you'll start to realize, like, you have to get over the idea that other people are thinking stuff about you or you'll never do it. You'll never move past where you are today if you're so busy and being concerned about what everyone else is thinking about you, okay? So anyway, I've had several things happen in my life that have really kind of got me to a place where I consciously made the decision, like, I can't worry about what other people are thinking about me. So anyway, what kind of really inspired this was that Facebook Live. And then in my Soul Date Sisterhood, we were talking about it. And one of my sisters was saying to me, she said, you know, Dr. Shannon, when you say that and you say like other people's opinions of you are not your business, I've said that for years. And I told her that. I said, you know, other people's opinion of you are not your business. I'm going to tell that to you as well, my dear. Other people's opinion of you is not and are not. Whether there's one opinion or several opinions, they're not your business. The day that my very best friend told me that, it set me free. Let me tell you, it was so significant that literally I stopped everything and I was like, oh my goodness, I have to write this down. Like, it was groundbreaking, monumental to me. And this was probably like 15 years ago. Thank God. And we were in an Asian restaurant and I like grabbed the little chopsticks, the little paper that holds the chopsticks, and I wrote it on there. Other people's opinion of me is not my business. I wrote it down. And I'm sure I still have that paper somewhere today, okay? And the reality is it's so true. And I remember feeling like so relieved. And I thought, oh my goodness, imagine what I could think about if I wasn't so busy thinking about what other people are thinking about me. So I talked about this on a Facebook Live, talking about being a people pleaser, the whole thing. And then my soul date sister brought this up and she said, you know, for some reason, when you say that, it doesn't sit well with me. And so we talked about why she felt that way. And really what comes up for people is this idea that it seems selfish or that it's very self-centered. If you notice, my dear, I did not say that other people's opinions do not matter. I said other people's opinions of you do not matter. That's the bottom line. Other people's opinions of you do not matter. Unless, A, you ask for their opinion, or B, and maybe this is even better in the A position, you pay for their opinion. If you pay for someone's opinion, it better matter to you. You're exchanging something of value for that because you value their opinion, right? Or you ask someone's opinion. Okay, then, you know, they have the now permission to speak into your life. But the reality is that we so often put other people's opinions and their opinions of us more, and we rate those, and we, you know, we think it's higher than the opinion that we have of ourselves. And what happens is we end up staying stuck. That's what was happening to me. I was holding back. I wasn't speaking up. I wasn't even showing up all the time. And when I was showing up, I wasn't showing up 1,000% authentically and genuinely, because I was still kind of holding back. And you think about this. I hear this all the time with coaching clients, where they'll go into a situation and then they'll say, you know, well, I don't want them to think this, or I don't want her to think that. And I go, you know what? Let's not talk about what you do not want. Tell me what you desire right here, right now, and stop focusing on what you don't want. Because when you focus on what you don't want, it's like playing not to lose. I'm going to say that again. When you focus on what you don't want, it's like you're playing not to lose. Why not play to win, my dear? Why not stop focusing on everybody else's opinions of you? Stop that right now and say, you know what? What matters most is the opinion that you have of yourself, my dear. Typically, if we do not value ourselves and we do not value our own opinions, we put it in someone else's hands. And now everybody else is the one who's telling us how we're doing. Instead of saying, hey, when was the last time you actually took a moment, went inside your own heart and soul, and checked in with yourself and said, you know, how am I doing? And asked yourself, self, how are you doing? But instead, we're like, hey, I'm going to know how I'm doing because I'm going to let everybody else tell me how I'm doing. Well, the day that I stopped letting everyone else's opinions of me matter to me more than the opinion I held of myself, it was monumental. I was set free. So that's what I want to share today. Short and sweet, but let me tell you, hugely, hugely valuable, and I believe really will set you free today. If you allow yourself to receive the truth that when I say other people's opinions of you are not your business, I'm not saying that their opinions don't matter. Everyone has their opinion. Thank God. We all have a different perspective on life. You know, you used to talk about politics or talk about religion or talk about really heated topics. Everybody has an opinion, and it's beautiful. We don't have to agree, but we can share our opinions. But the reality is, you're so busy thinking about what everyone else is thinking about you, but I'm going to tell you, they're really not thinking about you. They're thinking about what other people are thinking about them, or they're thinking about what you're thinking about them. I'm not kidding. This is an epidemic deal. So the day that you free yourself of all of that, which I hope will be today, then you can free yourself up to think about things that really, really matter and things that can really make a difference in your life. You can get on board with yourself and get on board between your head and your heart and get on board with loving your life and your life's work well and letting all that other stuff go. Stop trying to people please and realize that, you know what? Care about people, period. The first one being you, my dear. Care about yourself because you're a person, you're a people. Care about you. Care about people more so than their opinions. Care about people. When we care about people, then all of a sudden, yeah, their opinions matter. But caring about people doesn't necessarily mean you have to care about their opinions about you, because you are also caring about the person who is you. And when you do, you can allow yourself to be you. You can allow others to be themselves. Stop having so many opinions about everybody else. Unless they have asked for your opinion or unless they have paid for your opinion. I remember the day I got that revelation. I said, you know what? I don't think my opinion is really valuable unless someone pays for it or asks for it. I still catch myself giving my opinion. Of course, you know, it's part of the human thing, the human experience. But realize that, my dear, people matter. Opinions don't matter as much as people do. And you know what? You matter. And the opinion that you have of yourself matters more than the opinion that someone else has about you. I hope this helps you today. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And I want you to write this down. Other people's opinions of me are none of my business. Other people's opinions of me are none of my business. Circle it. Maybe even write it on a chopstick holder, wherever you need to write it, in more place than one, but keep it in your Sacred Soul Date Journal. Because this sacred soul step that you're taking today, my dear, by declaring that and receiving that and saying, okay, that is going to be like a motto. That is going to be like a standard, a guideline for how you conduct yourself. It will set you free. Because the reality is, you matter. You matter more than anyone else's opinion. And your opinion of you matters more than anyone else's opinion about you. Okay? Can we agree to that? All right. Awesome. I will so look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I can't wait. And if you have not yet gone over to iTunes or Stitcher, please do that. Give a rating review. I would love that. Appreciate it. And let me know what you think. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.